Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. It is good to come to your homes again today with a beautiful message of Something to Believe In. That's a wonderful saying. I need something to believe in. In this day and time, we need help. I don't know. The Bible said, I will look unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. And that's the only place we can find help today. So we're going to look to Him and magnify the Lord together. Okay? Let's get right into a broadcast and do this song here for you. And this one says, I'm free.
I have searched for life's meaning in sway by the world and all my dreams. In the door of my prison was opened by Him, and now, praise the Lord, I am free.
I am free from the guilt of tomorrow. I am free from the guilt of my past. I tread in my shackles for a
the guilt that I carry, from living in the life I am set free. For when I met Jesus, He made me complete. He forgot the little child I used to be.
I'm free from the guilt of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of my past.
I tread in my shackles for the glorious life. I'm free, praise the Lord, I'm free at last.
I tread in my shackles for the glorious life, and now, praise the Lord, I'm free at last.
At last. The Bible said, who the Son set free is free indeed. You can believe that. Your battle is not to defeat the devil. Your battle is to believe that he's already been defeated. Well, let's go and hear one more song. Now I'm going to come back and preach to you on the second coming of our Lord.
Thank you. ahead, with flowers till it bled of the great I am. And the hoodoo remains in his lovely hand. Down through the years, who put the tears in the eyes of the land?
Revelations 20 and 11, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. The dead and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. All people will have an interest in the second coming of Christ. The saved and the unsaved, we will all stand before the great white throne judgment of God. And the Bible said to give an account for the things that we've done. The song was written many years ago. The old account was settled long ago. But the ones whose accounts has been settled will stand there in judgment at the white throne judgment with Christ to judge the world. The Bible said every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. And I believe that. I don't understand it. I can't in my little mind imagine the whole people standing before God. But we'll all be in judgment before God. The saved will have the eternal reward in glory. We will have our crowns to lay before the Master. The unsaved, the total, the impact is the judgment. The Bible said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and then lose his very soul? Judgment day is coming. I heard a little funny here that I'd like to quote to you. This man said he came through the country saying, judgment day is coming. And he was kind of a backwoods kind of a person. And he said, what did you say, sir? He said, I said, judgment day is coming. And he said, what day is judgment day? And the guy said, I don't know. No man knows. Well, he said, I wanted to know so I could be there. Well, don't worry. Every man will stand in judgment to give an account for the deeds that are done in this body. Now, we may disagree on details. There's a lot of details about the second coming of Christ. None of these will alter the fact the Lord is coming. 1,800 references in the Bible. Paul mentions it 50 times. Jesus said he would come again. The angel said he would come again. The time and the seasons no man can know. But what will be the conditions at the time of his coming? The Bible said that the social and professional life will be as usual. Business will be going on as usual. The Bible said, two shall be in the field. They shall be grinding. One shall be taken, the other shall be left. And the social order of the professional people will be just like they've always been. People listen, but they don't hear anything. Having ears, Jesus said, to hear, they hear not. And we listen, but we don't hear. The Bible says, since the fathers fell asleep, all things have continued as they were. Life will go about as usual. and we'll just go about every day. I got up this morning, I drank my coffee, I'm doing a broadcast now, but in my mind, I'm looking for the coming of Christ. I don't have to quit everything I'm doing. I don't have to put myself in solitude and sit there and worry about His coming. I just got to be ready for the hour I think not the Son of Man will come. Business will go on as usual. Politically, in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 3, it tells us there will be deception and corruption on every hand. And today we have that deception. Every day you look at the television, you'll find that some politician, some crooked politician, has gone bad. I don't think he went bad. I think he was bad to begin with. But anyhow, that's my own personal opinion. I mean nothing by that. I mean toward anyone. And then they shall say peace and safety. Then cometh sudden destruction. And people on every hand are hollering peace, peace. But there will be no peace. Morally, corruption and debauchery in Genesis 6 and 7. It was as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. I was down in Somerville many years ago preaching a sermon. I was preaching on debauchery. And I used this word very openly. I said, people are living in debauchery. And after the service, this man called me aside, and I thought, well, I'm in trouble now because I've said the wrong thing, I've done the wrong thing or something. But anyhow, he called me aside, and he said, Brother Tommy, he said, you mentioned the word debauchery. And I said, yes, sir, I did. I mentioned it very openly. He said, yes, sir, I know you did. He said, and tears began to roll down his cheek. And he said, be careful, because you talk about debauchery, and you talk about drugs and alcohol and prostitution and all this stuff being debauchery. He said, but Tommy, he said, from now on, when you mention the word debauchery, tell them that sin is what condemns and damns a person's soul. He said, I never committed adultery. I never drank alcohol. I never was on drugs. But, sir, I was a sinner lost without God. So I say to you this morning, if you're lost without God, you're living as in debauchery, corruption, and debauchery on every hand. That was found in Genesis 6 and 5, as it was in the days of Noah. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Spiritually, he said, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination and thought of his heart was evil continually. Continually evil thoughts and evil imaginations. And you see it today. They're trying to legalize marijuana, and they've already legalized it in some places. But I just don't see how you can legalize marijuana in a state and then turn around in another state and condemn it. You've got to. I think it's deadly. It's dangerous. We see it. I don't want to meet somebody on the road that is loaded with marijuana or drugs, and I don't want to be associated with those kind of people. But they're trying to legalize marijuana. They've already legalized abortion. And we're living in a land of debauchery and crime and sin on every hand. We look around, we say, what in the world is going on today? But it's the time that we're waiting for is the rapture. The Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. They married, they gave in marriage, until Jesus came. So today, we're living spiritually. And then the rapture, what if He did come today? What if the Lord would come today? I preached a sermon down in Hominy Falls one time, and Shouting Maggie, I met her in the service there, and I pastored her, and she said, I lost my way, my feet did stray to shifting, sinking sand. I could not go much farther without a helping hand. Well, standing there all alone, a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, I can show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary. It's been so long
since I've been there, working my way back to Calvary. This narrow path will take me there. Just ahead, an old familiar pathway I can see, from the light that's in the distance, that old cross I plainly can see. Through tear-stained eyes I struggle on, as a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, let me show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary. It's been so long since I've been there, working my way back to Calvary. This narrow path will take me there. Yes, this narrow path will take me there.
Yes, sir, I love that song, Working My Way Back to Calvary. I don't know about you, but I got to go back to Calvary every now and then, and I have to repent, and I have to, the Bible said, go back and do my first works over. I make mistakes, and I do things sometimes that I got to go back to the cross and say, Lord, forgive me, I'm sorry, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I'm always convicted in my sin. You can't do a sin and not be convicted if you're a Christian. Well, it was good to hear from Doris Neely this week. I hadn't heard from Doris for a while. Doris, I appreciate the offering you sent. I appreciate all my friends. I appreciate the help and support I'm getting on the broadcast. It has been a little slow, but nevertheless, we're still holding in there. So I hope you stay with me as long as you can. We'll just stay on here and keep it going till Jesus comes, okay? Let's go right back now, listen to this song here. And I want to send this one out to Doris Needy and all of my favorite listeners. And this one says, Hallelujah Square. Well, I saw a cripple. He was dragging his feet. He could not walk as I do down the street. I said, my friend, I feel sorry for you. Well, he said, up in heaven, I'm gonna walk just like you. I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we're all gonna have up there. We'll sing and praise Jesus, His glory we'll share. And you'll not see one cripple on Hallelujah Square. Well, I saw a blind man. He's tapping alone. He's pressing his way as he moves toward the throne. I said, my friend, I feel so sorry for you. But he said, up in heaven, I'm going to see just like you. Well, I saw an old man, and he's grasping for the last breath. I knew that very soon his eyes would be closed in death. But he said, my son, don't feel sorry for me. Because you see, up in heaven, there'll be no death, no crying, no sighing for me. I'll see all my friends up on Hallelujah Square. And what a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll sing, we'll praise Jesus, His glory we'll share. And you'll not see one sad one in Hallelujah Square. You'll not see one happy in Hallelujah Square.
Well, say praise the Lord for that. The Bible said He'll wipe away all tears. There'll be no tears in that city. There'll be no crying. There'll be no remembering of the past. We'll just live forever with Jesus Christ. And I'm so glad for that. And I'm so glad that you have helped me promote this gospel. And I've been able to do this for now, since 86 we've been going here. And you can pull me up on the internet, stbi.org, and get any of our music or any of our preaching and get the radio broadcast or anything that you want to hear. So you can do that. I appreciate the Olson Brothers for doing our internet. So you can pull us up on internet, any internet, and just type in stbi.org, and you can pull us up. Something to Believe In. I'll be at Red Sulphur this morning preaching the fifth Sunday. I got to go over there every third, fifth Sunday. And I'll be back to Pillar of Truth then next Sunday preaching. And I'm trying to stay busy. You remember, Martha, in your prayers. And let's go right back now and listen to this song right here.
I will meet you.
talking about a good time. We're going to have a shouting good time right down the streets of gold. And we're going to, I believe, Brother Ernie Barley, God bless his heart, he's done gone home to be with the Lord. Bob's done gone, and many of my old friends have done gone. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, well, Brother Tommy, you're about the last one that I've heard for a long time. And they've done gone home to be with the Lord, but they're not dead. They're in heaven, and I'm looking forward to strutting down the streets of gold. He always said I was a strutting preacher that he ever knew, but Brother Ernie hadn't seen no strutting yet. I am going to strut down the streets of gold. Well, let's go and listen just a little bit of this song, and I'll come back to close the broadcast.
You may have a fancy car, brand new house that shines by far. You may live to be 100 years old, but if you have not been saved, it all ends with the grave. For I want us to be together in heaven. Down the streets of gold, I want to run through the fields of green clover, see the mansion, smell the flowers, hear the singing, it's all ours, see the river gently flowing, hear the gentle breezes blowing. I want us to be together in heaven.
Our fathers, we come to the close of the broadcast today. We pray for the lost. We pray for the backslider. God, we pray for those who are sick and afflicted. We thank you for the people who helped to pay and pray this broadcast, because Something to Believe In is very important to a lot of people, and I appreciate those people. I appreciate everything they've done, and I pray a special blessing upon them. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I've enjoyed doing the broadcast today for you. I'm a little hoarse. I seem like I got a lot of sinus or something, anyhow, this weather being like it is and everything. But anyhow, I'm so glad that I've been able to come to your homes. I hope that you will stand by us and help us financially to keep this ministry going into the homes, the hospitals, the different places where people enjoy Something to Believe In. I believe the message of Something to Believe In is very important to a lot of people. It's important to me, and I thank God that he's given me this ministry. And I'll be at the Pillar of Truth the first Sunday of the month, but I'll be at the Red Sulphur Church this Sunday morning preaching. I'm trying to stay busy, but you continue to pray for Martha. I was listening to her sing a while ago. I'll tell you, she sounds like an angel, doesn't she? Well, goodbye. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.